Pranil texts in, actually, and says, every time I tune in, you're right, you're talking about traffic. Seems like that, doesn't it?
It's one of the hot topics of this country. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it is. Howdy, Tim. Long time no see. Hello, Pranil. Nice to hear from you. Rob says, license renewals irrelevant to safety. When was anyone last stopped at an ad hoc roadblock for an official check? That's a question. Don't know. We'll have to find that out. But your thoughts on the new regulations coming in, 4001, or if you like, you can use the app. You can call in if you want, 423-1010. It'd be good to talk to you.
In the news on the ARN News Centre app.
He said, now, weather forecast this morning, temperatures in the UAE could hit 49 Celsius this weekend. It was, what, 100% humidity this morning? You were out walking the dog, you say?
Oh, it was like wading through pea soup, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was absolutely hideous, yeah. 100% humidity. Nasty.
You could have avoided it, though. Just get rid of the dog.
Poor dog.
I know. National Centre for Meteorology and Seismology said humidity levels are going to drop to somewhere between 50 and 85% this evening. So less chance of fog is the point. Visibility levels, as you said, Claire, down to less than 100 metres this morning. There was a multiple car pile-up on Emirates Road, road near the Al Khawanij exit. We're going to hear more from the NCMS a little bit later on.
Interesting story here, Tim, from the UK, but related to here, of course, because His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE, ruler of Dubai, of course, has helped a small village in the UK to buy its Methodist chapel. A really unusual story, this. Residents of Godolphin Cross in Cornwall contacted Sheikh Mohammed in November in an attempt to raise funds. The village, of course, shares a name with His Highness's world-famous Godolphin Stables. They'd wanted to turn their chapel into a community centre and were short of the cash, and they were able to raise only 118,000 dirhams out of the 428,000 that they needed. There's no detail on exactly how much money Sheikh Mohammed did give them, but I think the quote from one of the people involved was, let's say he pushed us over the line.
Which is really good. We had one of the 24-hour news channels on, and then we're thinking, that's His Highness on there? And it was, and it was that same story. So it has made waves internationally. Nice to hear. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, he's the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Deputy Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, has been talking to Bill Gates. It was on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, really, but essentially Bill Gates called to say thank you, and this is because of support for humanitarian services, particularly, and we know that Bill Gates is very hot on this, if you follow him on Twitter, combating disease. And he also said, look, thank you for the $30 million contribution to help eradicate polio as well. That's a news story doing the rounds today. Anything else catching your eye?
A bit of Trump stuff.
All right,
catching my eye. I tell you what, because we're gonna listen to a special feature now on Trump, aren't we? And then I want to talk about what the President of the United States has just tweeted about 21 minutes ago, relates to said feature.
It does, and it's the war with the press that continues. He's denounced the Washington Post, the New York Times, and most American broadcasters recently, and in the last few hours, it seems, as fake news. His organisation and administration have also been in trouble, you'll have read this, with media organisations playing fast and loose with their copyrighted logos as well. It's part of a massive political migraine, as our U.S. correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
This is what the Trump administration wants its supporters to hear, that its number one enemy is the media. Deputy spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
First of all, I think if anything has been inflamed, it's the dishonesty that often takes place by the news media.
And yet reporters just want their questions answered, such as April Ryan of American Urban Radio Networks, Jim Acosta of CNN, and Brian Karam of Maryland's Sentinel Newspapers.
You're inflaming everybody right here, right now with those words. This administration has done that as well. Why in the name of heavens? Any one of us, right, are replaceable. And any one of us, if we don't get it right, the audience has the opportunity to turn the channel or not read us.
And yet U.S. President Donald Trump has done himself no favors. Time magazine is asking his golf clubs to remove an image from their walls. The image is of then-businessman Donald Trump promoting his television show, The Apprentice. It looks like he's on the cover of the March 1st, 2009 issue of Time magazine, except that issue doesn't exist. The closest date has actress Kate Winslet on the cover. The battle between the media and the White House is rooted in the endless questions about what ties people in the Trump Organization and his administration have to Russia. Rich Galen is a longtime Republican advisor.
Why is the Trump White House, why is Donald Trump, why is his son-in-law, why are his sons, why did the guy that he hired to be his major security advisor, Why are all these people so focused on Russia? What's behind that? Maybe we'll find out.
President Trump likes to denounce the media as fake news on Twitter, insisting the New York Times didn't even call him about the negotiations on the health care legislation. And the Washington Post is merely the guardian of owner Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. And he's also alternated trying to flirt with reporters, such as Katrina Perry of Ireland's RTE.
Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press? Where are you from?
I'm from RTE News. RTE. Katrina Perry.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
With just flatly denouncing, reporters shouted questions during photo ops.
No collusion, no obstruction. We are doing really well. That was an excuse by the Democrats.
The Gallup organization's tracking poll finds Donald Trump's job approval ratings at under 40%. Around 1 in 3 Americans think he's doing a good job. But they caution support remains strong among Trump's core supporters, such as these in rural Virginia.
The nonsense that he's dealing with right now, you know, the collusion and which they have no proof of.
Show me the evidence. Show me some proof. They ain't got nothing. They never said nothing about any proof or no evidence. They just keep this false news going.
CNN has recently taken a hit for a story it did on the Russia investigation that turned out to be thinly sourced. 3 journalists have resigned. But for reporters such as Devlin Barrett of The Washington Post, they're going to keep digging.
From my point of view, the president's tweets are statements by the president. They tell you what he's thinking and feeling about a whole host of subjects. Now, you can argue with their accuracy. You can argue with their appropriateness. You can argue with, you know, sort of the strategy behind it, you know, whether how much there is one or how much of it's just a personal reaction on his part. But these are important statements.
Others note the fake news Time magazine covers perfectly illustrate the contradictory reality of Donald Trump. As much as he denounces the mainstream media, global publications and broadcasters, he also craves their attention. I'm Priscilla Huff in Washington for Dubai Eye.
We're going to be talking a little bit later on to Nick Harper in New York and see what's happened today. New York waking up in the next hour or so, of course. See what the reaction to recent tweets from the president have been. One of which, Claire, you've been...
He's already awake, Tim, the president of the United States, and tweeting away. And this sort of ongoing war with the media... It's never ending, whether it is a huge distraction technique or whether, it's boring even us sometimes, right? It's going on such a long time. And it's not going away. This is this morning what he's tweeted, and it's getting nasty. I heard, he said, the poorly rated Morning Joe, so that's a US breakfast television show, speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. Then how come the low IQ crazy Mika, along with Psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago 3 nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. So this is not talking about her journalistic... Mika, by the way, is Mika Brezhnevsky, who's a presenter of that Morning Joe. This is no longer talking about whether she is or isn't doing her job correctly. This is not holding the media to account over their ethics or standards. This is personally attacking somebody for... he says having a facelift, for example, and now we're getting potentially libelous, and we're just throwing insults around.
I don't have really any words to do that. It goes back to the thing they teach you, doesn't it? Isn't it at journalism college? If you wouldn't say it to their face, don't put it on Twitter.
32 minutes ago, he's tweeted that this morning. Of course, already been retweeted 270,000 times. So.
All right, then. So that's a story today, and it is. There's no doubt about that. That is a story. More from Nick Harper from New York in just under an hour's time, around about 6:20. We'll chat to Nick.